tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone, from the Merry News Desk at the snowy North Pole. I'm Alfred Stocking, bringing you the latest on flight preparations for Santa's launch a little more than 4 hours from right now. Joining me once again from the sleigh barn is Elf Mitch with an update. Mitch, are you engaged in a massive snow removal project there at the sleigh barn as they did last Christmas Eve when Santa returned?
Hi, Red. No, there seems to be other strategies at play this year to deal with all the snow.
Really? Like what?
Well, it is a little complicated to explain, but I'm watching engineers right now testing a new launch mechanism, a massive spring-loaded kind of machine that offers a fast launch of a sleigh driven by reindeer.
Well, Mitch, if I didn't know better, I'd say you just described the kind of Christmas catapult or something.
Well, you don't use the word catapult here, Red. The reindeer don't take to that kind of language well. Sounds a little bit too much like cat.
Ah, well, I see. We can't have upset reindeer on Christmas Eve, can we? Well, so is Santa and the sleigh and the reindeer, are they going to come charging out of the sleigh barn, kind of like a being shot out of a gun? Is that right, Mitch?
Hard to say right now, Red. They're testing it, shooting off sleigh after sleigh of volunteer elves and reindeer who are sacrificing themselves to the wind of this blizzard and a very large snowbank some 40 yards away. Thankfully, nobody has gotten hurt yet.
Sounds like it can use a little work, Mitch. Thanks for that report. And that's the latest update, boys and girls, where the North Pole is sparing no effort in making sure Santa launches on time just a few hours from now. From the North Pole, for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network, I'm Alfred Stocking reporting.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.